producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, you know, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, much to talk about. If you'd like to check us out online, friends, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, you can do that as well, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, have you noticed the political circus once again? And folks, what's interesting about what's going on in your country right now is these are adults. I thought we were supposed to grow up into maturity, not to immaturity. I thought we were to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not the other way around. I mean, they've seen this message across the country doing high school assemblies and colleges constantly. In one particular situation, we were going to a school in Missouri, and I seen all of these billboards. It talked about a mature bookstore, adults only, mature audiences. And, of course, they were trying to lure you into their stores that illegally sell pornography. Well, I don't care what the government says, friends. Just because they say it's legal doesn't mean it is legal before God. And what's the message to the young people today in this country? That you have to be 18 years old before you can become a full-fledged pervert. I mean, it's not just pornography, it's, you know, now you can actually turn the television on and watch people gamble, which used to be illegal in this country when people were free. Matter of fact, we had something called the Prohibition back in 1919 to 1933, I believe were the years, where you can even drink alcohol in this country when people were free in this country. Now what do we have? We see the fallout. Well, we see rape. Through pornography, it's gas to the fire, friends. We see gambling. We see people willing to commit the crimes to get the money to go gamble. We see lives destroyed. We see suicide. I mean, folks, there's tons of things that we see the fruit out of what we accept when God condemns it. And then we wonder why we're a confused people. And then you take it over to alcohol, and the American people they've been led to believe that it's just okay that 12,000 people every year in this country are slaughtered on the streets by those that don't understand, don't drink and drive. But, you know, the American people have to have alcohol. They have to have the party life. And folks, I take this so many ways, and I'm bringing it back to the politicians now. Isn't it interesting, folks, how these politicians, all of them, by the way, for the most part, once it's time to run for the seat that they desire, that they will have at all costs, isn't it interesting how all of a sudden they become upright and moral? And then when they are in between campaigns, what do? They do the devil's bidding at every step. And the American people have been conditioned to accept this. It's also interesting to note that when you look at what's going across our country, it's amazing how many people laugh at these politicians. And folks, rightfully so. I mean, they're ignorant to no end. They're un-American to no end. No question about it. Nobody's saying that. But then I'd ask the American people that if he is a joke and he's a stooge, then why are you playing the fool by accepting him? That shows you how the standard has fallen because the American people accept the fallen standard. I mean, for example, today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. And when we're talking about liberals, what are we talking about? We're talking about those that violate law. And then I would ask the American people that got caught up into that paradigm between the right and the left, the Republicans and the Democrats, how is it that you fell for that in the first place? Do you see how this works? It happens incrementally, America. Remember what John Adams said? He said, "There's nothing I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader, and converting measures in opposition to each other." As a matter of fact, John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, thought that when this party system broke out, he believed that that would destroy this country. And we're talking about one of them that paid the ultimate price in so many different ways to establish what we have today, warning the American people. Folks, when we're looking at Hillary Clinton, who should be indicted, and she should be in the big house, as it's been said. She's running for the presidency of the United States of America. How many times has she been indicted? And how many times has she evaded the charges, friends? And yet you can see the fruit of corruption all over her and her criminal husband. Bernie Sanders, folks, he's a communist, self-proclaimed. And yet we look at CNN, Communist Network News, highlighting Bernie Sanders at every turn. But the American people tolerate it. I guess money talks, doesn't it? Money answereth all matters, even when it's illegal in this country. Well, at least the people on the right have something to complain about. And friends, I would just come back to this again. Yesterday's liberals, friends, are now today's conservatives. They're incrementally destroying your country. And the way they're doing this is they're attacking your Christian heritage. Of course, they have to get your eyes off the ball, get your eyes off of Jesus Christ as the author and the finisher of your faith, and just look at me as I call myself a Christian, but don't pay attention to what I do. Just do as I say, don't do as I do. And America has the audacity to sit back and wonder why it's in trouble today. You know, when I look at Deuteronomy 17, for example, speaking of which, isn't it interesting the standard to those that were supposed to represent we the people was this: thou shalt in any wise, it says king here, and we're not going to give titles of nobility over to this criminal in the White House or any other representative, whom the Lord thy God shall choose, one from among thy brethren, thou shalt set him over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. And speaking of which, in parallel to Barack Hussein Obama, again, who has so many different names and so many different Social Security numbers, and we just can't get the truth concerning his birth certificate. He wants to do background checks on anybody that wants to have a gun, but when you ask to go do a background check on him, they stonewall you. Why, America, do you put up with this? I'm going to come back. I'm going to give you the standard to which those that represent we the people, next to the standard in which we should judge men. And who would that be? Where is equality found, friends? Well, you have to find the standard. I'm going to give you an analogy right back with the FBI and counterfeit money. Be right back.
Today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to go on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1. And yes, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I was just talking about the lawless left, Bernie Sanders. I was talking about Hillary Clinton. Bernie's a self-proclaimed, self-professed communist. Communist Network News, you know them as CNN, they highlight this joker more than anybody because they're lowering the standard. They're leading the opposition. They're getting you to accept. They're attempting to normalize the crime. They're attempting to normalize the anti-American sentiments, friends, among you. That's what they're trying to do. They're lowering the standard. It didn't happen overnight. I said earlier, friends, that today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. They are. There's no question about it. Well, why don't we just call it for what it is? There's those that abide by the law and uphold the Constitution, and there's those that don't. Why is it that those that don't have a right standing? They don't have a right standing. And it's not fair and balanced to give those that violate the law a voice to violate the law, but yet the American people have been conditioned. They've been dummied down. Thank you to the educational system. But that's not an excuse neither, because every individual in this country needs before God to take responsibility for their actions, either now or on Judgment Day. It's up to you. And Scripture tells us to use a little prudence, wisdom in the way of caution, friends, to redeem the time, for the days are evil, because you're not promised tomorrow, and yet it tells us as well that life is but a vapor. Right before the break, I was talking about how the FBI, when they want to actually spot a counterfeit bill, guess what they use? Guess what they put next to it, friends? They put a real bill up next to the counterfeit bill. And it's the same way, friends, that we need to take things into hand by going to Scripture and putting those people that are running for the presidency of the United States of America up to Scripture and the requirements, the standard. And we as Americans should expect all of them to rise to the level of expectation if they're going to serve we the people, if we're going to trust those to serve we the people. But yet the American people have incrementally been dummied down to accept lawlessness. And then they wonder why they're in trouble again. Same argument, different topic. And now, friends, I want to say this too. If we were to go to the right side, Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Ben Carson, and any other presidential candidate for the 2016 presidential race, hey, folks, we could all them as well. See, because two wrongs don't make a right. And when we're talking about those on the right side, friends, how many of them actually have held up the Constitution? And the way that we judge that is we judge men by their fruit, as Jesus said. And what we do is we judge them by their records. And what do their records say? And of course, this doesn't apply to Donald Trump, but we can look at his moral equivalency to the record that Christ upholds. And he's been married how many times, friends? And yet Jesus said that you're not to divorce, and if you do, you are not to remarry again. I love how people step on that one to justify themselves in so many different ways. There is a spiritual application to that, though, friends. There really is. But if you look to the right, because everybody understands when I'm talking about Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, oh, man, they're just so bad. Well, what about those on the right? How do they hold to the standard? And isn't it interesting that every time you bring in Scripture, you never hear it in the conservative movement, and very little do you hear it in the church? You can always tell a stick is crooked by laying a straight one next to it. See, the church says, well, we're saved by grace. They have a false version of grace. Rather than, Lord, give me more grace and perfect that which concerneth me. No, they use grace as a cover-up for their sin. It's unscriptural. It's a false grace. Read Isaiah 30. Isn't it interesting when I bring in the stick concerning the Word of God, the straight stick, everybody has a problem with it. In the sense of how it exposes when the law comes, what happens? Sin revives. It exposes their crimes. Romans 3:20. But isn't it interesting too, friends, if you knew the difference concerning what Jesus and who he is, rather than what you think he is because of some pastor or hireling or whore from the pulpit that doesn't know who he is even scripturally, tells you the way he is? See, because they're the ones teaching you, thou shalt not judge. Yet Jesus Christ, he came into the world doing what? Magnifying the law unto death. Hebrews 10, Psalm 42, Psalm 40. Isn't that crazy? I mean, people, you've been ripped off, and you've done it to yourselves, America. But again, what we need to do is we need to bring the standard in. Let's bring it in so we can understand the standard. This is what the Lord said in the law. This is what he said. Deuteronomy 17. Thou shalt in any wise set him to be your president over you, whom the Lord thy God shall choose, one from among you and your brethren. Thou shalt set him president over you. That doesn't mean that this is a monarchy. It doesn't mean that he can do what he wants, when he wants, and how he wants, at will. That's arbitrary government. Now listen to what the Lord said. Thou mayest not set a stranger over you, which is not your brother. See, this is why people are capping on Rubio, who's a little snake. He's a little Saul Alinsky disciple, friends. He's the accuser of the brethren. Do you have any discernment when you're looking at these candidates? Really, honestly. He's an establishment guy. He's been called out for the things that he's been advocating. The things that America fears the most, he advocates through illegal immigration. He's a part of the Gang of Eight. Are you ignoring this? But once he gets up in front of all of the good people, the stick is laid out. Guess what? He doesn't want to be called out. And if he does, he wants to point the finger at somebody else that did the same thing that he did, as if to suggest to you, you know what? I'm not the only one guilty of committing crimes against the Constitution of the United States of America. But because this is what you want to hear right now, America, I'll tell you what you want to hear. And then if I become the President of the United States, I'll do what every other corrupt politician does. I'll do the opposite of what I said I would do. And the American people accept it. Look at Ted Cruz. Same thing. He's probably got the best record out of all of them, friends. Many people believe he's constitutionally ineligible. Look at his ties to the Council on Foreign Relations. Do you want to talk about that? Do you want to talk about his ties to Goldman Sachs? Do you want to talk about that, friends? No, neither does he. Neither does he. And see, that's what this straight stick does. It shows their diversions. See, the Bible tells us, thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not your brother. He shall not multiply horses to himself. A couple weeks ago, friends, we highlighted the fact, how is it that these senators go in with limited income, and yet they become millionaires, and they're counted amongst the rich and millionaires within those that serve we the people within a short amount of time? It's because they're selling you down the river, America. They're working for special interests. They're not working for you. And I want to tell you something. The way to get rid of special interests is to deal with those politicians. Because when you get those that are upright and actually follow the rule of the Constitution and magnify it, they will stand against special interests that are attempting to violate law. They'll actually prosecute those special interests. You stop corruption through your representatives, you stop special interests. Guess what happens to special interests, friends? They have to fall to obedience to the law just like the rest of us. And that's exactly what we're looking for. He's not supposed to multiply unto himself anything, nor cause the people to return to Egypt. This is exactly what you're seeing the politicians do today. They're attempting to offer you. Friends, that should scare you. What does the government have in the affairs in so many different avenues concerning we the people? Why are they making promises to the American people concerning the economy, jobs, so on and so forth, when they have no business there? The way that you make money, friends, is when the government gets out of the way. And that is not their purpose. They have two purposes. And guess what that is? To repeal invasion, outward and inward, and to magnify the law against crime. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing more, nothing less, friends. They're not called to lead the free people of America. No, that's what the people do. That's what we do. They're not our leaders. They're our representatives as we lead. See, the American people, because they have an evolutionary view of government, they believe that the government can do whatever they want. Whatever you have has been given through the good graces of the state. You are sadly mistaken and deceived. But when I'm listening to these presidential candidates, it sickens me to the core that the American people actually believe these people. Oh, I'm for this and I'm for that and I'm for this and I'm for that other thing. And no. Your record proves otherwise. And then it says, and that he should not multiply horses to himself, for as much as the Lord has said unto you, you shall henceforth return no more that way. That's what they're doing, friends, and they're doing it on your back. Do you realize that everything that you are complaining about, all the way from abortion to illegal immigration, to homosexuality, to the education system, to corruption in government, do you realize they are actually stealing away your money to curse you, the one that's working for it? I just thought I'd shed some light on that. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, talking about the standard of what's expected concerning those that are entrusted to serve we the people. James Garfield, president twice as a matter of fact, who was a preacher, said the men who succeed best in public life are those who take the risk of standing by their own convictions. And folks, I shared with you the other day, isn't it interesting that not just the people on the right side of the aisle are actually claiming their Christianity, but also those on the left. Folks, they're lower than a snake's belly. You can't get any lower than that, but guess who? Of course, here we have Hillary Clinton talking about how her life is aligned with the Ten Commandments. Friends, the law condemns the wicked, and it justifies the righteous through grace. Ephesians 2:8. But the reason that we're here in the present, and going back again to James Garfield, he's the guy that said, now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in the national legislature. Friends, you don't have to settle for the lesser of two evils. You don't have to do that. And folks, how many times have we found those that are in front of us are a part of the problem, and we see it again. They're a part of the problem. Everybody's complaining about the establishment, and then they have establishment guys in front of them as if to say through the state-controlled narrative to be set, this is your option. No, those aren't our options. If we don't want them to be our options, they don't need to be our options. And what is the message to the younger people that the only way that you can run for the presidency of the United States of America is if you have $250 million? So the American people are the ones that are going to have to give them. Why is that? Why is that? Where's that $250 million coming from? Folks, I mean, look at Barack Hussein Obama. Who funded him? Who supported him? How many of them are special interests that supported his campaign to destroy this country? Who has he entertained in the White House since day one? America's sworn enemies. But folks, you don't have to put up with that. If you wanted to say enough is enough, you could have done that a long time ago. You should have did it the week after he was inaugurated, the very first week. He should have been indicted and he should have been imprisoned right then and there. Hillary Clinton, that's another thing. She should have been in prison a long time ago, along with her criminal husband. So it's not like you have to settle for the lesser of two evils. See, and what happens is when truth comes, then everybody says, oh, you know, I've done this, and, well, folks, and I've done that, and nobody's perfect. Well, guess what? You're not the standard. See, that's what I love when I'm talking about God's moral law, which is the law is holy, the commandment holy, just, and good. I love God's moral law, and so does any real Christian. And he seeks to magnify it by the power of the Holy Ghost, to bring forth conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, so other men would repent, that they might be bestowed upon by the power of the Holy Ghost, that they might know Christ, that they are no longer aliens or foreign aliens to the things of God, but now they're a part of the family, brought in by the grace of Jesus Christ, who died for the sins of mankind. What about that? How about raising the standard here, friends? My goodness.
Well, you know, it's a good thing. You know, it's not like, Bradley, you've never done this before. I'm not the standard.
And I can tell you this, if I've repented for it, by the grace of God, I'll never do it again. Because repentance means I'm really sorry for what I did before God. Not before my priest, not before my pastor, not before my wife, not before my children, no, before God, who sees all things naked and open. Going back to the standard, here's the standard. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, concerning the homosexual in the White House, which isn't a joke at all, or husbands, that his heart turn not away. Folks, his heart's never been here. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. Folks, that's the whole objective with what I'm seeing from Donald Trump. He's a complete narcissist. I see good things out of all of them. But I see their baggage, too, that they want to walk through the door to lead the people. And again, yesterday, friends, and this is important for you to understand, they're not the standard. You've been led to believe that when they become the president of the United States or when they become one of our representatives, that they can go ahead and run the government the way that they so choose to do so. That is baloney. Well, you know, when I become the president, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. Whoa, wait a second. If this is what you're going to do, and let's say we're talking about those that are representatives, senators, congressmen, or representatives, whatever the case might be, how come you haven't done it now? Why all of a sudden when you get on this national platform, these are all the things that you're going to do, but you haven't done them now? Going back to the whole left and right paradigm, friends, which one of them has stopped abortion? Which one of them has put their foot down on homosexuality, which God said is an abomination? Which one of them has called forth the articles of impeachment? Which one of them, friends? Not a one of them. But when they become the president, they're going to do everything that they should have done when they had time to do it. No. Now, one thing I like to talk about when I ask for support for this ministry, hey, listen, this is what we have done, vision in process. One thing I always lay to the candor of the people, judge me by my fruit. What is my end aim? What have I done with what you've entrusted me with? I need $250,000 so I can go out there and do this and this and this and this. And folks, let me tell you something. This is true. I remember when we first started doing high school assemblies across the country. I remember churches closed their doors on us over and over and over and over and over again. But they opened their doors to people that were talking within their denomination of going into high schools to raise up leaders, yet they never been into one of the high schools. And they're raising thousands of dollars for their new van and this, that, and the other thing. And we're sitting there working through everything that we do with the plow in our hand, and we didn't look back, and we haven't looked back, and we're still going forward, and we're still doing this stuff. And when you look at the fruit of the ministry, there's fruit all over it. And what is it? It's about the people. And then you go back to one of these guys that they're still talking about their vision. They're still raising money to fulfill their vision when they haven't even taken a step into the front door of a public school. And for some reason, those people are the ones that the professed church in America likes to support. And you want to know why they support them? Because they look just like them. And then when somebody actually does what they don't do, they don't like it because it threatens their status. And wasn't it Jesus himself that said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious people of the day, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. I can't stand being around do-nothings. And folks, I'm equating this to those that we have in front of us. This is our option now. Says who? I mean, the American people do themselves a service by at least checking and seeing where all those finances are coming from. In so many different ways. I mean, you go to Ben Carson, he's probably the most honest, sincere guy out there. But he's not presidential to me. And I want to tell you this. You get a good leadership role going within the people of the United States of America, and you get a good representative, namely in the People's White House, you will see nobody stand behind those individuals more than you'll see me standing behind them. Because regardless if they're against me or not, I'm still standing for what's right, regardless if they like it or not. That's not what these politicians are doing, friends, in many cases. They're telling you right now what you want to hear. It goes on, Deuteronomy 17, verse 18, and it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, our kingdom, our republic, an empire of laws, not of men, said John Adams, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. He shall know the word of God, friends. Not the Koran! Not the Koran! Folks, the president of the United States was in a mosque where he is aiding and abetting those that mean, say they. It's their duty to kill the American people. That's where the president of the United States was. And on his seat was the Koran. But keep in mind, folks, treat up a child in the way he will go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. What has he been doing since he's been born? He's had his mouth on the nipple of the Koran, friends. And it's on the front page of the communist papers all across the country that are meaning to open the gates to those that mean to take you out. I didn't say it. They said it. And you've seen it over and over and over again. Friends, these politicians, these corrupt, treasonous criminals, Article 2, Section 4, I want you to understand, they themselves are playing with fire, but they want everybody else to burn with them. You know what? Pass. Go by me, friend. I'll stand alone if need be, because by the grace of God, I ain't moving. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are, in Jesus' name, where the gates of hell shall not prevail. Well, don't shout me down, America. Just keep letting your... Hey, friends, I want to tell you something. The politicians that you have allowed in your country to rule the roost, when it's not their position to do so, through oligarchy, through corruption, through so many different avenues of corruption and criminal behavior, friends, you need to understand that sooner or later, one of these deals, like the one in Oregon where the Clintons have been found selling uranium ore to the Russians, they're going to go bad and they're going to drag everybody in this country and your kids into a war. Because you let the politicians do the things that they wanted to do, well, you turned the other cheek. You can mark my words on that. Sooner or later, one of these deals of treason that you allow the Clintons to commit or the Obamas to commit, it's going to go bad. And then there's going to be a real war, not the charades going on. Isn't it interesting? At the same time Oregon's taking place, they're trying to blackball those ranchers whose property is being ripped off from underneath them by the Clintons to sell off to the Russians. But they have you thinking that those guys over there, man, they're militia lunatics. No, they're the patriots. Those are the ones upholding the dying laws. But see how the state-controlled media has you believing that Barack Hussein Obama and Putin are going at it? They're not going at it, friends. That's an illusion. That's how you're controlled. It's deception. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'm talking about those that have been laid out in front of the face of the American people, namely yours, that have been given to you as options. Friends, as options, options, options. And interestingly enough, I've been talking about the standard, and I'm going to the Word of God. Because the FBI, when they want to detect a counterfeit, what they do is they lay a real one next to the counterfeit. They study the real ones to detect the counterfeits. And folks, we have a whole mess of counterfeits in front of us right now. And it's also interesting to note, friends, going back to what I said during the last segment, if they mean to do the right thing now, why didn't they do it before when they had the time to do it? You know, and that's cool. When you look at a tree, there's no denying the fruit that it bears. And we can see the corrupt fruit on so many of them, friends. And by the way, I'm not giving you my personal perspective. I'm giving you a scriptural perspective. And most people in this country would appreciate that. When if a guy was going to lay a foundation for a building, the first thing he's going to want to do is make sure the measurements are on. He's going to make sure that he's got that straight stick lined up all across the foundation before he builds upon it, right? Well, that's all I'm doing right now. Deuteronomy 17, verse 19, and it shall be with him, speaking to those that we allow to represent we the people, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord, Philil, his God, to keep all the words of this law and do these statutes to do them. that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left. I mean, folks, let me take that to what's going on right now. Look at Donald Trump. He's acting out right now. He is wounded by his loss. And now he's coming out actually pointing the finger over at Ted Cruz for corruption, talking about an investigation, friends, which, by the way, is not happening. I mean, and again, friends, as I started the show off, these are adults. Look at the way they're acting. I want my toys back. I don't like the fact that I just lost. And I'm manifesting right now. I mean, every time you hear Donald Trump, friends, what is he doing? He says some good things, yep, I'm not taking that away from him, but what is he doing, friends? 90% of the time, talking about how he's winning in this poll and winning in that poll and winning this poll. Folks, what he's doing right now is he's stepping in it. And he's acting like a little wounded baby by accusing Ted Cruz of something that's not even happening right now. And this is the kind of thing that I'm talking about. Everybody in this country needs to grow up to the standard that we grow up into him who's the head of all principality and power and act accordingly. He that saith, I know him and keepeth his commandments, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself unto him. John 14:21. And every one of them acknowledges the fact that they're Christians, friends. And I want to tell you something, because people love to accuse Christians of things that Christ rebuked. It's a lack of Christianity. Hint, hint. Everybody loves to blame Christ. He was the one that said, which one of you convinceth me of sin? And not one of them could answer. And every time that the Christ spoke, who's alive forevermore, blessed be his name, there was no gainsay. Even throughout the whole process of the crucifixion, Pilate knew that they were delivering him up for envy. So did Herod. It shows you how the whole of the system was corrupt the way that it is now. Verse 20, Deuteronomy 17, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn aside from the commandment to the right hand to the left. Wait a second. That his heart turn not aside from the commandments. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, friends. 1 John, the New Testament. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. What are we talking about? His moral law, which Christ fulfilled. Absolutely. We have the ability to do that. If you have the dispensation given unto you to make the wrong choices, do you not have the dispensation and the choice to make to do the right things? Of course you do. Doesn't that amaze you how a kid or a full grown man or a full grown woman, if you want to call him that, isn't it interesting how, oh, I made a mistake. I did this, and you know, I shouldn't have done that, but I did. I'm so sorry about that. Now I'm talking about over and over and over and over again. And so many times these politicians, they're sorry, and the only reason they're sorry is because they've been busted. But isn't it interesting? Oh, I'm so sorry I did that. And really what they're saying within themselves is, I'm so sorry I was caught. Folks, that they turn not aside from the commandment. They are the ones that put their hand in the Bible. They are the ones that swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So help me God. They are the ones that said it. Hold them to their word. Hold their feet to the fire, friends. To that end, that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, and he and his, here we go again, his children in the midst of Israel. Oh my goodness, there it is again. The preamble of the Constitution of the United States of America, we the people going to the end of the United States in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, going to the very end, and to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our kids, our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Wow, our kids. And it's interesting, folks, I've been in ministry for 20 years, and the most underfunded ministry just happens to be this one. Why? Because we're going to the young people that America does not care about, and then they're wondering why Bernie Sanders is drawing them like flies. Because they all want their trophy. He promises to take away from you that work to give to the do-nothings. And that's not a smack in the face to our posterity. But that's exactly what he's doing, friends. It's exactly what he's doing. Exodus 18, and then we're going to take Tim real quick, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. is what he said. Hearken unto my voice. This is Jethro, Moses' father-in-law. I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shall show them the way. Show them the way, okay? Shalt show them the way, old English friends. The way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all people able men, such as fear God, departing from lawlessness, men of truth, hating covetousness. They can't be bribed, friends. And place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Not in this country, friends, but those that we entrust as we receive our rights from God and we delegate powers over to those that we allow to represent we the people. We're going to pull up Tim real quick, friends. Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Media, senior editor. Tim, what is it that you have to say to America, my friend?
Well, amen. I feel like the news I'm bringing doesn't compare with what you've been saying about the whole time.
Is that an amen for Brother Dean? Brother
That's
Tim?
An amen for Brother Dean.
Oh, I can fuse that. I can fuse that.
No, don't be confused. Don't be confused. No, I'm just going to let the people know we do have a winner of that beautiful Indy hammered knife. David Sanders. David Sanders, you are the winner of that knife. I have emailed him, and so hopefully we'll be hearing back from him soon, get that knife in his hand. And congratulations to David Sanders on winning that real, real curdy knife.
Yes. Now, where is David from?
I do not know. I don't have he just has the United States. That's what he put in. So we'll find that out as soon as he sends us some information back.
Well, that's pretty broad. Tim, I will talk to you in 10 minutes, my friend. I have 2 minutes. Thank you, sir.
Okay, brother.
All right, we appreciate it.
Well, congratulations to our winner, that beautiful knife, and thank you so much for all of you who participated. You know, it's just, it's one of those things where we appreciate all the support from everyone across America who supports this work in the Sons of Liberty. So please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and be a part of this effort to win this generation for Christ. Literally, we are doing the stuff, as we say, 24/7. We know how important it is to preserve freedom for our posterity, just as our founding forefathers and those men and women who have fought, bled, and died, and sacrificed since, and their families, to preserve it. So please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become or Son, a Son or Daughter of Liberty, and join today. We appreciate all the support of everyone. Please take a look at all of our wonderful products that we have in our store, too, as well. As I always say, there is no excuse to sit back and do nothing. I think the first sermon Bradley ever preached was called It's Got to Suck to Be a Spectator.
Oh, really? Because they're trying to figure out where Christ is. Well, Christ is out there. Get busy. And they're trying to figure out why he's not meeting them on their terms. Wait a second. We're to meet him on his terms. And when we do that, you'll understand the power of God unto salvation.
That's exactly
it won't
right.
be surreal any longer, friend.
That's right. So if you want to be a part of the team that's winning this next generation for Christ and so much more, again, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's very easy. Click on the button, Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Choose a level of membership that's right for you. And we begin. Or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also, you can do that if you'd like to book Mr. Dean.
I think you're just absolutely the best co-host ever.
Oh, thanks.
Ever. Ever.
Warms the cackles of my heart.
Folks, history is the unrolled scroll of prophecy. Our forefathers told us to study history so history does not repeat itself. We can do that. We have the time to do that, so let's do it. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money.